Now, Alex, how do you handle things when there's a stressful situation?
I think I actually handle stress pretty well. I think I find out about bad news and I take it for what it is and I'm like, okay, how are we gonna make a plan to correct this?
Really?
Yes. I mean, yes, I have anxiety about it, but I'm like, okay, these are all the things that we need to do. We need to make a plan and address the situation.
I feel like you panic a lot or worry. Like I don't, I mean,
I
I don't
think
know what's inside your head, so I don't, but
to
it seems like
you,
you're freaking out all the time
you
about it.
think I panic and I worry. I do panic and worry, but I'm bringing attention to something that I feel like justly is due the attention. And then I'm like, okay, so we need to fix this. We need to do this. Your thing when you get bad news, I think, is to deny that it's bad or pretend like it's not as bad as it is. And you think if we just deny it or like not give it the attention that it deserves, and maybe it won't be as bad or it'll go away. And my thing is like, no, this is really a horrible situation. Let's deal with it.
Like she's able to process the information better
Yeah.
and be like, okay, this is a problem. Now, what are we going to do about this problem?
And what's interesting is the Daily Mail actually just came out with an article, and they said that always looking on the bright side of life can actually be bad for you. Because that's my thing, as I always say, I don't pretend that evil doesn't exist. I want to have the tools possible to make sure that I can combat that evil and, you know, and get rid of it, as opposed to just pretending that it isn't there because it makes me uncomfortable. If they said naturally anxious people are better at processing news and taking action, according to a University College of London, a bunch of psychologists asked people what their risk was of experiencing something bad, and then they gave them good or bad news to ask what their real risk supposedly was. The pessimistic people took the news better and proposed a course of action, which I would say I am probably a little bit more pessimistic. And the eternal optimists were more likely crestfallen by the news and unable to rationally act, which I think is 100% true for the both of us when you compare and contrast you and I.
Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
No, see, personal life, I take action when it needs to be done in my personal life. Sometimes work's a little bit different. I, though, have severe anxiety. I deal with it all the time. I'm probably the most open about it, just so people know where I'm coming from. It doesn't make it right, but I just let you know, like, hey, this is how I'm acting. I'm trying to work on it, but, like, I'm just, this is how my brain's wired. It's how it's working, and this is why I'm behaving the way I am, acting the way I am, and I'm trying to work on that.
But I think your anxiety is more like insecurity.
I have insecurity, but there's anxiety though too. I've always had a thing, and it goes back to being raised as a child, having to take care of me and my brother. And that is, if I don't do it, it's not going to get done. Like who's like I can't let us fail. I have to make sure this happens.
That doesn't really. I see where kind of anxiety fits in there, but I think it's more you're just a control freak.
Yeah, that's what I
think
too. That's
more of
too.
just like a control
It's
thing.
letting
But
things
it's
go.
like it, you struggle to let other people do things on their own, and if you have to be in control of it. So I think that's more of a control thing.
They're
And when it's
intertwined, though. That's why
for
I do
sure, I
that.
think that it's a little bit intertwined, but I think that there's a difference from just pure raw anxiety and just anxiety rather than you being a control freak. And when things get out of your control, you getting frustrated but also anxious.
Looking at this study, do you think you're more of a pessimistic person or an internal optimist?
It's weird because listen, yeah, you're right. There is bad stuff. There's always been bad stuff going on, but I would rather talk about like on the show or in life about positive things than just like, oh, you know, I mean, there was a tanker explosion yesterday in Italy that killed 60, well, two people or three people and injured like 60. Like that sucks. I don't want to talk about that. I know bad things happen. I know there's terrorism you talk about, and I'm not denying that it happens with these pedophiles and things though too. It's just, there's always been messed up stuff in the world. I guess I try to look at the positive stuff that we can find.
Yeah. Like that's something that comes to my mind is like, so what the study is talking about. So an example of bad news, I think, at least that we've discussed on the show, would be something like human trafficking. I remember specifically right before the Indy 500 saying on the show, everyone that's going to the Indy 500, especially if you are a young female or you have young kids with you, keep your eyes on them or your eyes on each other, you and your friends or whatever, because that is going to be a massive hub for human trafficking. And you were just like, oh, come on.
See, but I think there's a difference between hearing bad news and scoping out messed up things that happen. And you scope
out. I do scope out.
Messed up
That's
stories
true.
and messed up things. I think hearing bad news is hearing that someone died in your family and how people process that. Like when hearing like when my grandpa died, how I process versus how my sisters
How did you
process that.
process it?
I was sad, but I think in the moment I was like, okay, this happened. This is sad, my mom needs the most support right now. Mm-hmm. I need to help out where I can. We need to be around our family. And I immediately started processing it and being like, he's gone. But I think that some of my sisters who, I mean, all my sisters are anxious. We're just anxious, high wired people. But I think some of them processed it a little bit more emotionally and they were more overwhelmed. But yeah. I think maybe because I have extremely high anxiety and I deal with high anxiety situations almost on the daily basis that are irrational. Sometimes when you get bad news, you're like, well, I can process these emotions easier because I'm used to processing extreme emotions with my anxiety.
I think you're right. I think I can see those personality traits about you because I do specifically remember last year when your ex-boyfriend's mom died unexpectedly. You were immediately, he was obviously devastated. And I mean, you were too, but you automatically had a plan to put into action.
Right.
To go down there, what you were going to do to help him and all these different things. So I can see you absolutely being like that. But you don't think when you know that there's bad news or something, like, for example, stuff with human trafficking, and I'm like, okay, well, let's get a plan. Let's be aware of it and all that.
Right.
To me, that's like being someone that is pessimistic but proposing a course of action, which is what the study is saying.
I think you and I are actually very similar to it. And it's just all how we handle it and perceive it. We might both feel the same way, but we do things totally different because different stuff that we've had off-air discussions about, like, hey, this is a big deal. This is a problem. I agree with that, but I'm not going to show, at least to you or outward to that, like, oh my God, we're freaking out. It's like, yeah, you're right. We you know, we'll do something. But also I'm trying to be like, I want to keep the cool and not be like, oh crap. So I'm like, hey, we're okay. We just have to work on this and this.
See, I think that's wrong. I think that sometimes if something happens with the show, you do, like, it's like you aren't like, okay, we just have to fix this. I think Alex is more like, okay, look, this looks like this could go better, whatever. And I think she's one that, like, makes a plan more so than I think you. And also, I don't think you guys are similar at all.
No, I said I think we have the same concerns, but the way we process it and actually, like, show it is totally different. One person might be like, oh my God, there's a fire. The other person's like, oh crap, there's a fire. But they're like, hey, make sure you call the fire department real quick.
So do you think this study is correct that pessimistic people take news better or whatever? They're saying optimists are more likely crestfallen by bad news and unable to rationally act.
But here's this.
I'm divided on that. I don't necessarily agree with that.
I believe
I have high anxiety, but I'm extremely optimistic.
Really?
So that's like, doesn't make sense.
I think I'm a realist. You know, I don't know that I'm necessarily pessimistic or optimistic. I guess I would lean more pessimistic, but I think I'm just a realistic person.
I agree.
So sometimes that seems more cutthroat to other people because I'm not always just happy-go-lucky, but I just tell it like it is.
Yeah, I see that for sure.
Interesting.
I'll put this study up on Twitter so you can look at it.
Joe and Alex Show.